Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, well, happy, happy, joy, joy. Excuse me. I guess I should have done that before we started.
Right.
You're feeling froggy.
Yeah, a little bit. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I'm hoping that everybody had a good week. Just prior to the show starting, I asked our boy Tig in how his week was, and it didn't seem that good.
No, but not great.
not great. Better.
Yeah, right. Mine wasn't really half bad. Went by pretty quick. I mean, other than the heat, it was pretty neat.
Oh. Now we're going to be seussical.
He's a poet now.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Oh, good.
This
yeah.
ought to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, we are coming to you live, as we do, every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where what?
Local music lives.
You know what? These are crazy times. Maybe don't tell people where we live.
I didn't give our address. I just gave a general idea of where we live.
Maybe we should give a different neighborhood.
Maybe we should just say we live in the historic Pinellas Park.
Yeah, just say we out here.
We be out here.
Guys. City of St. Pete. Somewhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't hone in on us. We might say some things that don't really flip your switch. Or they might flip your switch. Yeah, anyway. So here in the studio, well, the usual suspects. It's my blushing bride, Stephanie, across the table from me, to her right, and across the table also, or to my left, is our boy, Ty Ginn, and who had, a crappy week.
You guess? Started out on such a shiny note.
Uh-huh. Right. I'm so sorry.
You know what? It only got worse and weirder.
I can't even imagine. Are you willing to talk about it?
Maybe.
Anyway,
do
folks.
Do you need an adult beverage? Yeah.
Possibly.
Ty does not do adult beverages, Steph.
This could be the week.
He's at his breaking point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. 727-804-5891 is the number to call. We're going to cover a bunch of things this evening. Our boy Donnie had a hell of a week. And then there's a bunch of other stuff that's going on. And if you want to play along, if you want to comment on any of the things that we're going to be discussing this evening, well, please do so by calling 727-804-5891. I say calling. Ty always gives me the stanky eye when I say
text.
Call. Text. We've sort of evolved into a text. Some shows are call-driven. We've almost become text-driven.
It's better.
It does seem better. It does seem better. You get a text, and every once in a while a call is cool. You know,
right.
I like a call, somebody wishing you a happy birthday or something like that. You can easily do that with a text, too. But, I mean, you get a happy birthday shout-out from, a loved one.
Right.
It's nice to hear their voice, that kind of thing. But, you know, a lot of times a text is good.
Right.
It's good. It's to the point, and I respond to your text messages directly.
And if you had told me that 15 years ago,
what?
That I, you know, texts work and are better than phone calls
sure,
at
right.
times.
Yeah.
I would have thought you had lost your mind.
Your mind.
What is this texting stuff?
Yeah, anyway, folks, if you want to play along, again, that number, 727-804-5891, and we will, well, you can text us about anything you want to.
Now, you call, you can't cuss.
That's right.
Because it is a real radio.
That's it, right.
So if you have some colorful...
You can fill your text message full of colorful language. We will not be offended.
Text all you want.
Joe B. will not be hunting you down.
We'll find you.
Don't call.
We always do.
Just text it.
Yeah, anyway. So I mentioned a moment or so ago, Donnie's had a week. Apparently, there's a lot of infighting amongst his MAGA base regarding the whole Epstein file situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. They want them released. He promised he'd release them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, he's gone dark.
Well, he said they weren't real.
Yeah, well, now that's his whole. Now it's a hoax. Now it's a hoax. And every Democratic presidential person in the last 50 years came up with this list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a hoax. It doesn't exist. And da da da. Not to mention that there's only about 150 pictures of him and, you know, Jeffrey all snugged up together, surrounded by little girls.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He used to run Teen USA or whatever.
Yeah. And bragged about walking into the dressing room.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. As they were getting changed. I'm allowed to do it. I own the whole contest.
Yeah, okay.
I'm allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Creep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing he was willing to release them as he campaigned, months and months and months. We're going to release the Epstein files, da-da-da. I guess he was willing to do that until he realized how prominent his name was in the Epstein files.
Donnie, it's all you.
And then all of a sudden he was like, hold it. Pam, 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 pam. Lose those files.
Burn that.
We cannot be releasing those files.
I'm
not doing so good at the polls right now.
I love the posts on social media
that
are like, well, but what if there are Democrats on there too?
Great.
Like, do it.
Fine.
They all go to jail.
Take them all down.
That's
doesn't have anything to do with party affiliation.
That's their mentality. It's like, yeah, you're only after him. No, we're after everybody that's on it. I don't care what party you're with.
You know, let's
send them all back to the island and then sink it.
Yeah, right.
No, that's Alcatraz. Let's open Alcatraz and send them all to it and then not maintain the island.
Yeah, the sad thing I heard about Alligator Alcatraz earlier today is that supposedly there's like a big storm heading its way for like this weekend.
Dexter.
So this will be like the first test of a storm blowing through there.
Oh, no, I was referring to the real Alcatraz that, who was it, just visited yesterday because they're planning to reopen.
Well, I know that they were talking about that 5 or 6 months ago.
Yeah,
this is a clown show.
Now they're revisiting the actual Alcatraz.
Well, they got to have a distraction.
Discussing it.
I did see where Trump was talking about earlier this week that he would like for all of his red states to open up their own alligator Alcatraz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Envious
line
of the one we have here in the FLA?
Line
hey,
up
get
right
your own.
Behind Ronnie
get
D.
your own. All you need is some tents. You don't have to put any plumbing in. You need some tents, some dog cages, and
alligators.
You got it.
Supply
some states,
your own dinosaur.
Some states, you know, like here in the FLA, I mean, it's surrounded by pythons and alligators and bobcats or whatever the hell else is out there. In some states, it might be grizzly bears.
Right.
Might be
Sasquatch.
Something.
I'm going for the Yetis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, as the week went on and the concern about the files grew, Trump started getting a little upset with his MAGA base and started calling them names.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Calling them stupid Republicans and and MAGA weaklings. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to keep your support.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're calling them that for being so concerned about the files. Yeah. I mean, truly, you'd have to be a complete boob if you don't think that his name is not all over that mm-hmm. list. I mean, that's the only reason.
But there's no list.
Oh, there's a list. There's a list. Yeah.
There's photos.
Lest you think there's no list. There's a list.
Gaylene Maxwell.
Yeah.
If I was
She said
her,
that she was willing to testify in front of Congress, and they blocked that.
She'll be dead.
Well, her lawyer.
She'll be unalived.
Yeah. Her lawyer needs to be going, if there's no list,
yeah,
she gets out right now.
Right.
Where's her January 6th pardon?
Yeah. So old Donnie is doing his best to try to distract us from the files. He's now saying he wants to revoke Rosie O'Donnell's U.S. citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one of his big things. I mean, apparently they've had beef for like 20 years,
at least.
Apparently she said something 20 years ago when she was a member of The View and that riled him. You know, she no longer lives in the United States. She now lives in Ireland. But he thinks it'd be a good idea to, let's just revoke her. U.S.
I'm sure she would be devastated.
Yeah, right.
She was like, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
It was either yesterday or today that I heard that he was looking to sue his pal Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal for mm-hmm. posting a love letter that he wrote to Epstein on his 50th birthday. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was some artwork that he put on there.
I've seen some of his artwork.
yeah. And then on top of all that this week, he finds out that the reason he has cankles, well, it's a result of his chronic venous insufficiency.
Yes.
So he's got some problems, man.
And the doctor told him no more McDonald's.
Yeah, right.
What's he going to eat?
I don't know.
What was it? Insufficient penis?
No, not penis. Venous.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced.
Chronic venous insufficiency.
Time. Well, let me tell you, personal experience.
There's probably some chronic penis insufficiency as well. We'd have to call Melania about that.
We've got such little hands.
She wouldn't know. With that condition,
yeah.
I hope it doesn't cut his leg.
I hear it's serious.
It won't heal.
I hear it's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
There's issues.
Ty, don't raise your hands like that and look toward the heavens.
Don't start
anyway,
raising Jesus.
Pretty bad week for the
Donald. Saw the light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's something. Let's get off this dude. Last week, this is kind of cool, and I dig this. Last week, we were talking about that we have a mosquito problem, just like everybody else here in the FLA. But here at Casa de Ginzo, it seems like we are surrounded by mosquitoes.
Well.
Right. And anyway.
Not untrue.
Right. So I was seeing all of these videos of these fake dragonflies. And we go online. Steph goes online to Amazon, and she orders these fake dragonflies. Now, if you're not familiar with dragonflies are apex predators. And they love to eat mosquitoes, flies, wasps, just about any flying insect. They are very carnivorous. They love to eat the bugs. So anyway, we ordered these dragonflies last week, and they came.
Yes.
And we got, like a 10-pack, and we sort of scattered some outside in the yard. We put a few in the house. And to try to combat our mosquito infestation. And as far as I'm concerned, I think they work.
Cool.
I absolutely think they work.
They're not 100%.
Not 100%, but a whole lot better than they were.
Whole lot better, but in like peak mosquito hours,
yeah.
Like early in the morning,
yeah.
The mosquitoes don't care.
Well, see,
let's put it that way.
I started wondering about that. It's one of my thoughts. It's like, okay, is there, I started thinking about, well, is there like a wise old mosquito out there going, okay, okay, huddle up, huddle up, huddle up. You can see they put up the defense. This is what we got to do. We got to attack from the flanks. You know what I mean? Is there a wide, you know, old wise ass mosquito out there that's like, this is what we got to do to get around the defense? And then I started thinking, well,
flying from the bottom.
How long do mosquitoes live anyway? You know? Right. And then it was like, well, how long do flies live? How long do wasps live? You know, of the three of those bugs, wasps live the longest. Like a male wasp lives like anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks. A queen can live like up to a year, right? Flies are like maybe 2 weeks, right? A mosquito can live, you know, anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks. You know, so, okay. I mean, they have an opportunity to gain some knowledge, especially if you're trying to throw some defense at them. You know, it's like, okay, we need to formulate a plan here to get around and get to the blood.
Right.
You know? So that's what makes me wonder. It's like we've posted up our fake dragonflies. Do we need to, like, move them around now?
Yeah,
probably.
Sort of. It's like, okay, they're used to where they are right now. They figured out that now they're just decoys. You know, maybe we need to move them around a little bit.
Put one on a pool floaty.
There you go. Right. That's
a
good idea.
Well, I was going to hang some from the bar, the floating bar, this weekend. Although the mosquitoes aren't as bad during, like, the heat of the day. Nothing wants to be out there.
Well, for the last couple of evenings, we just got them, like, on Wednesday. And for the last couple of evenings, I haven't been, you know, tormented by the mosquitoes as we're watching TV or anything like that. I feel like...
Right. And just for clarification...
Jamie Alley just texted, stick them on the Roomba. So they're on patrol.
So they're moving.
Yeah, right.
Well, and that's why we put them on fans.
Yeah.
So that the vibration
I think,
would make
I think
them
if they
bounce.
Have a little bit of motion to them, it makes them look even more realistic.
Realistic.
I mean, if you look at these things, it's almost like they're almost like a fishing lure that they put googly eyes and and wings on, you know, on a thin wire.
I think
wire
we should
that,
try
you know.
Some of our own.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, yeah, we talked about, you know, doing some of our own, and I think we could, but the thing is they're so inexpensive to buy.
I know,
already.
I think it would just be a fun craft project.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. We could make our own fake dragonflies.
And what if we just put, say, googly eyes on the pinwheels?
Mm-hmm.
Would that scare them?
I don't know. I don't know.
But it seems to be very effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We had our, we got them through Amazon. And,
Amazon Prime days.
Yeah, they were delivered by a human. I heard the other day that Amazon is really working on developing humanoid delivery robots. Mm. And my question is that going to be really cool or really weird or both?
I don't think it's going to be cool.
It seems a little creepy to me.
I think they want you to think that it's going to be cool, but it's not going to be cool.
Can you imagine if you come home and there's a package on your front porch, but there's also sitting on your on your stoop a robot, and you're like, what's up, dude? I need a charge.
What happened?
I've delivered too many packages.
What happened to, like, the drone deliveries?
Right.
People were shooting them down.
Oh. Were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would make more sense.
You know what's so crazy about that,
us.
Ty? There's a gun range, okay? There's a gun range that is advertised on the Bone that I've listened to that advertises that on the weekend you can go to the gun range and you can shoot down drones.
Oh, cool. Kind of
apparently they must have like a big yard or something like that. I don't know where they're located, but part of, you know, you can go to their range, but part of the activities there, you can shoot down drones.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, well.
Well, it sounds like technologically advanced skeet shooting.
Sounds like we're like a part of the Redneck Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the activities at the Redneck Riviera.
You can
shoot down drones.
Launch some old CDs in the air, like the ones that AOL used to send to everyone for free back in the...
Yeah. If you come home and you got a humanoid delivery robot on your front porch, do you offer him a charge?
No. I don't know this robot.
If you came home and there was a sweaty, red-in-the-face human delivery person on your front stoop, wouldn't you offer him some water?
Yes.
Maybe.
And you don't know them either.
And a call to 911.
That's a person.
So what?
That's a person.
That's almost even more dangerous. You don't know this person. They could be a serial killer.
Have you seen Terminator? Have you seen Ghost in the Shell?
No.
Have you seen The Matrix?
No.
There are several movies about why this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I could go on.
I guess.
iRobot.
I just like to give everybody a hand up if I can. You
that's
know,
a
I
mean, robot, man.
Robot. What's up, dude? You need a charge? You know. Do I have the right cord for you?
Do we get to keep him?
I can run an extension cord out here. Maybe you give him a charge, and now all of a sudden you're first on the list. Every time he's got some deliveries, you get your packages first.
No, I want to keep it and teach it how to vacuum
clean. Yeah, but then, see, the thing is, now all of a sudden he's going to start feeling like you've taken him hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do all those tasks, but at the same time he's like, This bitch, let her turn her back on me one time.
Black Mirror.
I'm vacuuming. Whack. Yeah. That's the way that story ends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Astro Boy, yeah. Mega Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Little House on the Prairie then.
Something.
Well, you know, after the bombs, I'm sure that's where we're going
to
be anyway.
Let's get back to something. Right. Remember last week I was talking about how to quickly cool down your hot car by opening up your passenger window and then opening and closing your driver door several times to, you know, I guess create a heat vacuum. Didn't work for me.
Always.
Didn't work for my dad. I'm calling it debunked.
Okay.
So this week I heard that a good way to cool down your house, I'm guessing if you don't have any AC, a good way to cool down your house, and I'm also guessing that you don't have any curtains or anything, what do you suppose they're recommending you put on your windows to cool down your house?
Newspaper that doesn't exist anymore?
No.
Black trash bags?
No.
Tin foil?
No. Yogurt.
Oh,
what?
Lovely.
Talk about attracting the bugs. let's just paint our window panes with yogurt
and see how that smells. Yeah.
Right,
after
right. What's
a
that going to smell like? How much
sun.
Yogurt would it take to cover the windows in this house? We're going to need some 5-gallon buckets, plural.
And
a couple of go-gurts isn't going to do it.
Yeah. No.
I mean, who comes up with this crap? I know what we're going to do. We're going to cover our windows with yogurt.
Gross.
The smell alone. And what they're saying is that...
Have you ever left a yogurt accidentally
it's just
in
gross.
Your car?
So it's going to put a light film on your window, right? So it'll let some light through, so it's not going to completely black out the house. But it's going to reduce the temperature in the house, I think they said, by like 6%.
And yogurt was the go-to choice.
Yogurt.
For this?
Now, what I didn't see is, do you put the yogurt on the inside or the outside?
You got to put it on the outside.
that's definitely
an outside.
Yeah.
And that keeps all the neighbors away. Mm. And
hey, how cool would it be if like hummingbirds were attracted to yogurt?
Oh,
now
cool.
All of a sudden you've got like a whole swarm of hummingbirds like licking the yogurt off your windows. That'd be cool.
Who came up with this?
I don't know, man. I hear this stuff on the radio, and it's like, I got a show. I could talk about this.
Paint your house in yogurt.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what? Some black acrylic paint.
Anything but yogurt.
Why yogurt?
Water-based. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, this is almost as dumb as, like, you know, well, maybe we just smear some whatever on there. I don't know. Yogurt.
Yogurt.
I mean, was somebody so desperate?
How much yogurt did they have?
Somebody so desperate to cool down their house. Well, I got to put something on these windows.
Didn't have a trash bag.
Couldn't tack up a sheet or anything in front of the windows. I got this yogurt. I got some Dannon.
Oh, that was probably already expired. Here, let me.
I got some Dannon plain. You don't want to go with the Dannon fruit. You don't want to, you know, pieces of peach
already,
on your window.
You know, a little bit green.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to mix it. It probably started to separate already.
Gross. Yeah. How do you put it on, with a paintbrush? I don't know. Gross.
Why do we care? We're not going to do it.
Well, we should try it in at least one room.
Not ours.
Try it in Ty's room.
Uh-huh. Cat'll love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good.
We'll put it on the outside.
We'll put it on the inside, and then we'll throw catnip at it.
Yep. let's see. Yesterday was a happy National Tattoo Day, and I don't regret any of my tattoos.
I don't regret mine.
But I'm seeing more and more people having them removed. Ooh. I mean, like, all of them removed.
I've got to say.
I'm hoping that they've come up with a system to remove them that's a little less painless than, like, the laser.
When I was out and about in public today,
yeah, right,
there was a young woman, had two kids, so she's probably close to 30 now.
Yeah.
Her legs were covered with very regrettable
tattoos, swastikas.
No, like a very large SpongeBob on her thigh, mm-hmm. And nothing went together. They were just very large.
Debbie Dan Gray says she loves her tattoo.
Yes, she does.
Never getting rid of that.
No, not ever. And look, every time you see her,
yeah,
whether it's...
I have to mention her tattoo?
Well, we...
Compliment her on her tattoo?
Did you see my tattoo? Do you see?
She's got, where is it? It's on her foot?
It's on her ankle.
What is it?
It's X's and O's.
Okay.
That her son and her daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's their handwriting.
Oh, I like that. Right.
Because they always do the X's and O's.
Listen, a lot of people get tattoos, and I think that, you know, a lot of people start out, yep. Debbie Dan Gray just said, yep. A lot of people start out getting tattoos, and, you know, I've seen a lot of dumb tattoos. You know what I mean? I don't think there's a person on the planet that needs to have a Tasmanian devil tattoo. But a lot of people have them. You know what I mean? Why, you know, I mean, my tattoos are, I think they're all like military affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all mean something.
They all mean, you know, something.
And I don't have a lot of them, and most people don't know I have them, you know. The only one that I sort of regret is the portrait of Donald Trump on my right butt cheek. And will I have it removed? Maybe. I mean, at some point, it's going to be a good story. You know what I mean? At some point, somebody's going to see it, and they're going to be like, what's that all about? I thought you were a libtard. It's going to be like, yeah, but...
It's before we knew.
This is the Donald.
And yeah. He gets to face the toilet, mm-hmm, every morning.
Yeah. But plus, I have it on my right butt cheek. Yes. Mm-hmm. For the alt-right. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Could you ring the bell? Anything. You don't have...
For that, no.
I can't reach.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll probably be a good story someday. Mm-hmm. Well, it's time for our first break.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Thank God.
Already, look at us. Off to a great start. All right, folks. Going to take this first break. This is a little song by Canned Heat. It's Let's Work Together. And I'm thinking, you know, with all the infighting, with the MAGA morons and that kind of thing, maybe this is a good song to sort of spur us on. You know what I mean? It's like, you MAGA morons, you go and pack his ass up, and then we'll rent the truck. We'll be right back. All right, let's work together. Canned heat, everybody. I think it's a good message. 727-804-5891. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I didn't tease anything before the break
it's
about what we're going to talk about. But during the break, Deputy Ann Gray was a little bit more concerned about your butt cheeks and said that hers were fine, but said she'll never sit on concrete steps again.
Especially one that's, what, 2 inches off the ground?
Right, so...
Yeah, no.
And she's letting me know right now that she's on her third cocktail.
Good.
She's part of the happy hour show,
happy
baby.
Happy hour show. Happy, happy.
Hey, so am I.
Right. You're ahead.
It's happy hour. Love it. How cool is that? What does she got? Oh, she's got Angry Orchard. What she's she sent a picture. Crisp apple.
Oh,
that looks refreshing.
They are quite refreshing.
Mm, looks good.
I had one of those actually while I was in Ohio.
Nice. Again, 727-804-5891. If you want to play along, you can call if you want. We get a lot of text messages, which is cool too. Either way, we love it when you play along. So
yes.
Do so.
Do
if,
it.
If you want to.
No, do it.
No, just do it.
Do it, lady.
Do it, lady.
Do it, lady.
On your birthday.
All of it. On your birthday. anyway, so Ty Ginn. Yeah. Ty, I know that you're into the superhero movies. Do you have any plans on seeing the new Superman movie?
We have tickets tomorrow at 7.
Do you really?
Yep.
Cool.
Look at you.
Have you heard anything about the movie?
Apparently it's real woke, so it's probably pretty good.
I heard that it's real woke. That's exactly what I heard.
It's woke.
Superman is kind of a puss. He actually gets beat up.
He's helping people. He's
Superman's
nice to
not
people.
Supposed to get beat up.
You know? Isn't that what Superman has always done?
Well, he's always been the defender of justice.
No.
Isn't that his moniker, defender of justice in the American way? What? I'm not a superhero guy, but it seems like I remember something about that.
Well, according to the Trump people, it's the white American way.
Okay. So
they're very disappointed that he's helping everyone.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard
that it's great.
I've heard some have loved it. I've heard some that said, this is not my Superman, wasn't what I expected, but I'm glad I saw it.
That sounds like bitches.
Well, I think so too, but here's the thing. That's not a bad review. These are people that are Superman fans, superhero fans, like, it wasn't what I expected. They expected their Superman to be more badass. I've never considered Superman to be the real badass. I think he's always been jovial and sort of, let me help you out here.
Yeah, he's the happy guy.
Walk the old lady across the street kind of guy, you know.
Clark Kent.
Right.
He's for everyone.
So I don't know what the upset is. I mean, I think there's people out there that expect Superman to be this badass, and in this movie, he's definitely not portrayed as a badass. Apparently, like you say, he's woke.
Yeah.
And that's such
he's
a bad
too woke.
Thing. Woke is very bad. You don't want to be woke.
He helps
God forbid
the whole
you care
subway
about people.
Car full of people, not just the desperate white woman.
Who is the actor that's playing Superman now? I think his name. He's got a weird name.
I forget.
His last name is something like Pee in the Garden or something. It's something weird. I don't know if that's it.
We
that's
saw
it.
Him.
It's something weird.
We didn't we see him on. Oh, like Sunday morning, they did a whole
right
thing. I don't know. For me, If I were an actor, I don't know that Superman would be a movie that I would want to do. Listen,
yeah.
Given the history of what happens to the actors,
oh, right,
in
right, right.
Superman movie. I mean, there seems to be, and, you know, call me crazy.
So I just got a tattoo from Sally Lou.
A tattoo from Sally Lou?
No, I just got a message from Sally Lou. And she says, I'm pretty much a Trumpster, but I don't want to see your tattoo. Love you. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair enough. Love you, Sally Lou. Thank you.
And none of his are offensive, Sally Lou. No, they're not. They're actually beautiful. Oh,
yeah, they're very, yeah, well. Maybe at some time they were before I got old skin and tanned over and that kind of thing. But,
now you're perpetuating the stigma of don't do it. This is what it'll look
this
like,
is what
when,
it'll
you're
look like
old.
When you're old. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a thing for sure. You know, I mean, they don't look like they do when you got them.
Yeah.
Years down the road, you know. But, I mean, I have, anyway, I have one that I completely forget that I have. And every time I see it, it's like, is that a bruise? What just happened? Yeah, did I bump into something?
There's that one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there was tequila involved in that one.
There was a lot of, whatever. Yep. So anyway, are you going to go see Superman tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm excited. Looks good.
Yeah. Where are you going to go see it?
I think we're going like Tyrone.
Is that one of those eat-in places?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Oh,
though.
God.
Well, no, it's not like the one in Seminole. They don't like deliver to the chairs and thing.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Yeah, no, they have like a food court.
Oh, and then you take
in the lobby.
Okay.
You know, that's so much they've better. Got candy, popcorn, like your norms, but then they have pretzels and hot dogs.
So they're not coming and waiting on you.
No, and no glass dishes.
That one in Seminole, it's a nice theater, but my God.
Yeah, they ruined it.
Stop it. Stop it.
You know?
Yeah, I don't need you crouched down running in front of me five times to feed the, you know, hefty Joe down the road.
Yeah.
That's getting a full course meal.
That decided to sit in the middle of the theater aisle.
Clinking his silverware on his plate, you know. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, so you're going to go see Superman.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We need a review.
Yeah, we'll get a full-on review.
Next week.
Looks good. So. Yeah.
Love it. What else is out there that it seems like there was something else?
There's a new Jurassic Park.
That one? What about the Formula One movie? Want to see that?
I don't care.
I'm not a big race fan, but I think probably it will be optically pleasing.
Yeah.
I mean, those cars, I mean, flying, I mean, in a theater, you know what I mean? I have to imagine that they filmed it as if you're in the car,
in one of
those cars, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. that for me.
And it's Brad Pitt. He's so handsome.
That would probably be best watched at home.
Right.
Because on
car sick.
Yeah, on a big screen like that.
With a bucket in front of you.
Right. And the bucket would be full of popcorn.
Already chewed?
Partly
regurgitated.
Let's just say that the bucket would be full.
Yeah.
When I tuck it in, and then full when we left in a different form, processed.
Gross. Ty, over the 4th of July weekend, you gave me a peanut butter and jelly Reese cup. And do you have any more of those?
Yeah.
You
can't have any. So.
Well, I need some because I feel like that one Reese cup may have temporarily cured my ED. I feel like it moved. And it was like, what is this? What is the magic in this peanut butter and jelly Reese cup?
Okay, so.
It was something else, man.
I just had a thought.
We need to get a gross of them. Can we have them delivered
by Amazon? What if I get, because I don't have one anymore.
Right.
What if I get a waffle iron and you put two pieces of bread with the peanut butter and jelly Reese cup in between.
Right.
In the waffle iron.
Right.
Toasted bread, chocolate, PB&J in the center.
So I saw this thing, a video the other day.
Diabetes.
I saw this video.
Maybe surrounded by some marshmallows.
Well, you know how you do s'mores, right? With marshmallows and stuff like that. So what I saw was they took a Reese cup, put her on a skewer, and then they had the whipped marshmallow. They whipped it around in there, and then they put it on the fire. And then they put it, so you're not dealing with the hard, not necessarily a hard marshmallow, but you've already, you know, so you're close. So you put it between the graham crackers, and you're already that much closer.
See, someone that's on my plane.
But those peanut butter and jelly Reese cups, they're something to behold.
There's more in there.
Not many. I love.
Jack Carter says, try the peanut butter and jelly topical ointment. I will do some research as soon as the show's over.
Noted.
Fun for me and you.
I'm going to leave.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble. Slow your roll. We've been warned.
The show's been canceled.
You're right.
We can't be canceled. We've been nominated.
That doesn't mean anything.
You're right, it doesn't.
Yep. actress Jodie Foster turned 63 the other day. I feel like I grew up with Jodie Foster.
Oh, who didn't?
I mean, she's been in my life forever.
Me too.
You know what I mean? I've known her since, she's only 2 years older than me, you know? So it's like, I feel like I've known her my entire life.
Well, is she still in good shape?
Yes.
Do you think we could convince John Hinckley to try again?
Would you stop? Would you stop? What's the problem with Jodie Foster?
No. It's not with Jodie Foster.
Oh, right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Who wants to impress her?
Yeah, right. I can remember Jodie Foster as a kid and an awkward little goofy looking kid on all the Disney shows and stuff like that. And then I heard when I was a kid that she was like the model of the Tropicana suntan lotion billboards with, you know, like the dog that having the his new teeth on the back of her bikini bottoms, pulling them down.
In the 70s.
Supposedly that was, I always heard that was supposed to be
her,
Jodie Foster. Right.
Clarice.
Yeah.
Clarice.
She's always been a good actress.
A great actress.
Yeah. And she's, you know, I mean, she is what she is, but 63. How about that? How old did you think she was? I felt like I always knew that she was a little bit older than me, but I didn't know that she was that close.
I didn't think she was that much older than me, because that makes her 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
I thought we were more in line.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just because I look 5 years older than I am.
Surprisingly, Jodie Foster, big Trumper.
No. Not a chance.
I'm just kidding. You'd have to be a complete moron. No, I'm just kidding. Don't say that.
Who's she trying to interrogate?
No, I don't know. Oh, boy. Hey, have you seen, Ty, you go on TikTok. Have you seen any of the videos where people are posting that there's like a mass exodus of animals from Yellowstone National Park?
No, I haven't seen
it. Okay, well, it's all crap. It's not. I've seen videos of like herds of buffalo running across like the highway that leads into
there.
It's a natural migration. I also saw another video of like it looked like 100 grizzly bears sleeping in the middle of the highway, you know, that leads into the park, you know, and they're talking about these animals.
AI.
Yeah, right. These animals are, there's a mass exodus from Yellowstone National Park. You know, there's something happening. Then I saw a video of this guy today, and he was like, I was just at Yellowstone, and I was on this tour, and the guy goes, oh, that's interesting. I've never seen steam come out of that before. And then we walked a little bit farther, and there was steam coming out of this. You know, I've never seen anything like this. There's something happening at Yellowstone, and probably the animals know something's up, you know.
That's a movie. That's it's like Leave the World Behind.
Yeah.
Well, one of those.
Yeah.
He starts talking about all the mountain ranges that are within like 800 miles of Yellowstone. And it's like, oh my God, if Yellowstone starts to erupt, then all of these mountain ranges are going to start to erupt. Or I'm like, what? Not all the mountain ranges have volcanoes. I mean, what are we
talking
about?
Some mountains are just mountains, dude.
Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Well,
what?
I have to say, you know, because Ty's got an exit plan, if you will, formulating from Florida.
Yes.
I have started watching in the morning Good Day Oregon. And this morning, you know, it's the same format as Good Day Tampa Bay.
Right.
So their Charlie's World segment. Today, they visited Mount Hood summer ski camp, snow ski camp.
Nice.
And Sean White is one of the instructors.
Okay, that's cool.
And it was so awesome.
Where's Mount Hood?
Oregon.
Cool.
Active volcano, but there's still snow skiing up there.
That's cool.
Even in July.
Listen, the one time when I was in the Marine Corps, stationed in Hawaii, the time that I went over to from Oahu over to the Big Island to play air
play
quotes.
Marine.
Yeah, play Marine. We were on the top of the Big Island, and there was snow up there.
Yeah.
And I think it was June or July when we were up there.
Oh, it was just, the sun was shining.
And Hawaii.
Yeah. Right? And they were having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
They had all these obstacles set up and like inflated landing pads so that they could try tricks and, you know, land safely until they perfected. It was awesome.
Very cool. I dig that.
I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that.
Yep.
Are you kidding? Snow skiing in July? They were still bundled. It's still chilly up there, obviously. There's snow.
Yeah. we're getting close to the... well, let's go ahead and do this. Last week, we got pretty chatty, and I had 4 or 5 pages of notes, and that's like my comfort zone when we come to the show. I'm always a little nervous when I've got like 2.5 pages of notes.
Right.
But like last week, I'm pretty sure I had like 4.5 pages of notes.
Yeah, two pages, and he's like, talk slow.
Right, talk slow.
Space it out.
I don't have a lot of content, right. But anyway, so I have some stuff left over from last week, and one of the ones that I saw, and Ty, you might appreciate this, because you are a TikTokian as I am, and you know that a lot of times when you see people on TikTok, they will use like a filter, you know, to like alter their face. And a lot of the chicks do that, you know, I mean, to give them like a perfect, you know,
some sort of a blur.
It's not even a blur. Just their complexion is perfect. And, you know, all their makeup is perfect. And
I find the blur to be effective.
Right. but anyway, so all of a sudden I saw this thing. It says that there is now a filter, and this is this. I mean, it's disturbing, but there's a filter on social media that can make you appear that you have Down syndrome.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah. It is rude. What kind of jerk off move is that? You know what I mean? It's like that is like such bad luck.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's not cool at all. You know, why would you come up with that? You know,
why?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
What else are they working on? The blackface filter?
And yeah, I don't know, man. But they have some goofy face ones. I've seen those. Well, they got like googly eyes and stuff like that.
The googly eyes.
But I mean, can you imagine?
No, that's
it's rude.
That's wrong.
That's unacceptable.
And it reminds me. I mean, listen. The whole thing is like you don't play around with that kind of thing. When I was a kid, I went to a junior high school. That was Holmes Junior High, Oliver Wendell Holmes Junior High School. And in the junior high school, there was the Holmes Center, and there were there was a whole group of kids that had Down syndrome, and they were on one side of the school, and we were in the other side of the school. But from time to time,
we would cross paths,
and man, oh man, the teachers and the principal and all that. Don't you dare make fun of them and da 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 da. You're young now, but you'll have kids and they'll have Down syndrome if you make fun of them. It was like, geez, Louise, you know what I mean? So
they're human beings. Be nice.
Right, exactly.
Treat them just the same as everyone else. Right.
Yeah, but then, to relate to that. You know, don't make fun. Don't do that kind of thing. There was this one time when I was a teenager, and I can't remember who I was with. It was either Paul or Chris. And we went to the hospital to visit some kid that got in a car wreck or something like that. And anyway, we're at the hospital, and we're in the hallway, and I got in this wheelchair. And I'm trying to, like, do the wheelie thing or balance on the two wheels, that kind of thing. And I'm going up and down the hall. And then all of a sudden I hear this, boy, you bet get up out of that chair. Mm-hmm. Oh, Junior, that's bad luck. And this old black nurse comes and gets in my face, and she's like, I ought to kick you out of here. Don't you can walk. You don't need, that's bad luck. I mean, she was all over me. I was like, man, oh man, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? It's like, someone's like, you know.
It's bad mojo, dude.
Yeah, right. Don't get in a wheelchair.
Karma.
I don't know. It's crazy. What do you got?
Millie trying on her school uniforms.
Very cute. Yeah.
Oh, so she got in.
She got in.
Cool. Right.
Yeah.
It was either that or prison. So.
Yeah, well, there's still time.
Still time, right. Very cool.
And
very cool, very cute.
She had a choice of red shirts. She can wear red shirts or light blue shirts with, the school's logo. Mm. And she didn't want any light blue. She
likes red.
Red is
red's
her
color.
Favorite color.
Mm.
Makes her go faster.
It does. Mm. It does.
Yep. Quickly before we go to the break, I don't know, Ty, you've never been to Mexico. Steph, I know that you have. I have, obviously. And you know that the...
I never took you to Mexico, did I?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was just checking because we went to California a lot.
But Coca-Cola products...
Back when it was safe to still go to Mexico.
Coca-Cola products in Mexico are a lot different than they are here in the United States. And it's because they're made with cane sugar.
Yes.
So earlier this week, Trump made a big pitch to he basically came out and said that he told Coke that he wants them to start using cane sugar here in the United States. And Coke came back and said, stay in your lane, dude.
We don't know anything about that.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You know, and the thing about it is, it's like, okay, the cane sugar, a lot of it is harvested in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay. Here in the United States, a lot of our Coke products are made with corn syrup.
Because that's right? What we have.
Right. So he's basically now promoting, you know, the Mexican way to do it. I mean, it's like the guy doesn't have a clue as to what he's doing. It's all a distraction. It's all a distraction to try to get us off the Jeffrey Epstein thing.
He's flailing.
We're gonna take away Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship, or we're gonna change Coke to cane sugar. Mm-hmm. You know what's gonna be next? You know, it's like let me throw all this stuff out there and see what sticks.
They canceled Colbert.
Yeah.
And probably the Daily Show next.
Well, the thing is, and the whole Colbert thing, it's not that they just got rid of Colbert. They got rid of the whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the whole platform. What's next Sunday morning?
Well, no, he said on Truth Social today, Colbert's gone, next Jimmy Kimmel, and then that other guy that's ruined late night TV is what he said on his Truth Social thing.
And
anybody that talks bad about him, if anybody thinks that CBS got rid of the Colbert show, the late night show, because of financial reasons or economic reasons, you're a fool. They got rid of it because they're afraid of Trump. He just won $16 million by suing them because of an interview that he did with 60 Minutes that he didn't like.
Well, and
they
how
paid
long,
him $16 million.
How long will Sunday morning last?
Right.
They won't.
Because they talk about a very wide, diverse topics.
You can't question fearless leader.
No. Anyway, folks, we need to take a break. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. During this break, I'm going to play a plethora of promos. And do yourself a favor and check out these promos because there's a lot of great programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7 FM. Shows that come on later tonight after our show and then throughout the weekend. There are talk shows, there are music shows, all kinds of stuff. Do yourself a favor and check them out. We'll be back. It's going to be a few minutes, but we will be back. Don't go anywhere.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, folks, we're back. That's a little Tumbling Dice by the Rolling Stones. Some people say that, man, you play a lot of Rolling Stones and...
Yes, you do.
When I think about it, all I can say is that you have to blame my Uncle Lenny. He's the one that turned me on to the Rolling Stones. As a young lad, he took me to the theater to see the movie Gimme Shelter, which is about the Rolling Stones concert at Altamont Racetrack out in California. And that's the one where the Hell's Angels stabbed that dude in the crowd and... is a whole thing. But from that point on, man, as a kid, I mean, I have to think that I was probably 8 or 9 when he took me to go see that movie. But I've been a Rolling Stones fan for pretty much all my life. You know
die
I mean?
Hard.
Yeah, die hard. So I play a lot of Rolling Stones tunes. I hope you don't mind.
Look, it took a lot of convincing to even to get him to listen to the Beatles, let alone buy any.
I will get my uncle's address, and you can send him some letter saying, hey, what's up with all the Rolling Stones? Look what you did to this kid.
We'll forward it to Uncle Lenny.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're back with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. If you want to play along, you can, and we encourage it. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text, and we will talk to you or text with you about any old thing. Let's see. To reintroduce, I've got my blushing bride over there, Stephanie. She's on the ones and twos. We got our boy Tygen over there with his shirtless t-shirt, or it's a sleeveless t-shirt.
Shirtless t-shirt.
Yeah, what if he just had sleeves and no shirt?
I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Don't tempt him.
Yeah, the cool thing about him having a sleeveless t-shirt is that doesn't have a whole lot of armpit hair, so it's not like he's got gorillas in his armpits or anything like that.
No, well-groomed.
But he does have nice guns.
He's got nice guns. They're actually pretty big, bigger than I ever thought they would be. Mm. Yeah, it's like he's working with it.
Take note.
Yeah. Are you still working using the chest exerciser that we ordered?
Yeah.
Are you?
It's removed a lot of my arm hair.
It's not only removed some of my arm hair, but it's made my right elbow a little janky.
That just means it's working.
It's a lot. It's a lot more than I thought it was going to be. I'm not so sure it's doing anything with my chest, but it's putting a lot of pressure. Like, I got like a crick in my neck.
You're not learning.
My elbow's a little janky. You know what I mean? There's some stuff going on here that I'm not sure. It may be related to the exercise equipment, but maybe not. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I don't have the wingspan to even attempt.
Don't even try it.
I can't.
don't even try it.
It's not a good time.
No. Yeah.
I need the kid version.
Yeah. Let's see. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and this is kind of cool, it's there was this whole thing. It's like the percentages of people that would do certain things for money. Okay.
How much money?
It depends. There's a couple of things. A lot of it is $1 million, but some of it gets to be up and around, you know, $33 million, that kind of thing. But anyway, so
what's that take?
Yeah. So the first one says, would you leave your partner for $1 million?
No.
Just whatever it is, would you, you know, happy, sad, for $1 million, would you just go, that's it, we're done?
Not enough.
Well, 43% of Americans said they would.
Well, this tells you the state of the economy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 15% of Americans say they would implicate a friend in a crime for $1 million.
Which friend?
What are they guilty?
What crime?
I don't know.
Do I know about this?
Yeah. What's this name? This one says 21% say they would pass on $1 million if they had to do without social media.
Oh, no, I'll take the money.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So
I'd take the
money. But here's the thing. You get $1 million, tax-free. It's $1 million.
Cash.
Solid. Now you can't do social media ever.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm not a big social. The only reason I social media is the show.
Yeah.
Your shows, Ty, you know, band, you know, things like that, and, you know, class reunions, because that's the only way people communicate.
Paul Hunley just sent me a message that said, I licked up a plate of ketchup from Monica's floor, my high school, for $10.
Oh.
See, that's how desperate we were back in the day for beer money.
Well, $10 went a lot farther.
$10 back in the day, we were drinking for a week. Way to go, Paul. He was looking out for all of us.
Took him for the team.
Yeah.
I'm sure he cleaned the floor first. Mm-hmm.
This one says 40% say they would financially ruin somebody for $33 million.
Who? I can think of
like
people.
A boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Some jackass boss. That kind of thing.
I'd do it for free.
And then here's the tag to that. 46% say they'd consider it.
Yeah.
40% say hell yeah. For $33 million, I'm ruining you.
Mm-hmm.
But then another 46% say, I think about it. I think about it. $33 million is a lot of money, man.
Yeah. Do I get to choose?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this one. 46%, and this is a lot, seems like to me. 46% of people say they would enter a dangerous competition like the Squid Game for $33 million.
I don't know, man.
That's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, but and look, but here's the thing. If you watched Squid Game, okay, that jackpot was up there. But $33 million, there's no mistakes in that game. You mess up once and you're dead.
And I was Googling like the, what was it, in yen?
No, it's, I think it's won.
Won versus the dollar.
Oh, right.
And what they were going through, it was like.
Not enough. Not enough. No. Right.
No.
Not going to do it.
Not enough pennies in that piggy bank.
Now, this one, I get this one, and I think I do this every Friday. 48% say they would publicly embarrass themselves on TV for $1 million.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I don't do it on TV, but I feel like I do it every week on,
yeah,
on the
radio.
Yeah,
what's the big deal, man?
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding? I feel like just about everybody on TV does that.
Is there someone I can talk to about this?
Yeah, $1 million.
Do I need to hook up the live feed? Because I can.
Yeah.
We've got the cameras. Just haven't plugged them in.
I feel like I could get behind this one. And I'm surprised it's not higher. It says 10% say they would throw a rotten tomato at a politician that they didn't agree with for $1 million.
Oh, absolutely.
You might get shot.
I do that all day. You're allowed to do that. That's freedom of speech, I feel like.
I don't think you're allowed to throw projectiles.
Throw slurs and rotten tomatoes.
I'm not. See, the slurs are even being poo-pooed.
Yeah, and this one's good. This one says, and this is like a low amount of money, I think. It says 11% of men and 3% of women say they would commit murder for $1.6 million if they were assured they'd get away with it.
That's not enough money.
I've done it for less.
I don't know, man. First of all, you got the whole murder thing. I mean, you're going to have to do something to me really bad before I consider murdering you.
Right.
You know,
it's just business.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When there's money involved, when there's that cool $1.6 million, it's just business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry this had to happen to you.
Ty, but, I need to speak with your therapist.
I need a new fence.
I need a new outlook on life.
I need new tires.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, those are some of the things that people would do for money. I don't know. I don't know if you heard about this whole thing where the regime incinerated 500 metric tons of emergency relief food
the other day. That's good.
It was worth $800,000, and that's $800,000 of our hard-earned taxpayer money.
Well spent. And,
up in smoke.
Yeah,
go and, Doge.
This is all crap. And all that relief food goes to kids, basically, in war-torn countries. It's all part of the USAID. And, one of the sad things I heard is that this is 500 metric tons that they incinerated. And what I was hearing is they did it out of spite.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in those warehouses, there is a lot more food that they've allowed to just rot.
Yep.
Instead of sending it out
because
they've canceled the whole USAID stuff.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
They don't give a crap about anybody.
They are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to destroy hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of food rather than distribute it.
They said that this 500 metric tons of food would have fed 1 million kids.
Yep.
Yep. But no, we don't help people. We don't care. If you can't survive on your own, you get to die.
That's our regime out there. Doing great things. One day he'll...
Great America again.
One day the list will come out and he'll be gone.
Mm-hmm. No, we'll probably have techno-feudalism before then.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started, Ty.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're running out of time.
Mom and I were binging this week this show called Sneaky Pete. It's Giovanni Ribisi.
Okay.
He's a good actor.
I think you just made that up.
No, I just wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. Giovanni Ribisi.
It's Bryan Cranston and a Bryan Cranston production.
Yeah, right. And it's not bad. It's okay. It's entertaining.
I find it very entertaining. Some of the episodes get a little too confusing.
It's good enough. You know what I mean? It's good enough. It's good enough. It's not great.
I like Bryan Cranston. I like...
It's not a Breaking Bad. It's not a...
It's not.
Know, it's but it's good enough.
But
it's good.
It's engaging.
If you're looking for a good, short, little binge, what do they have, three seasons?
Three seasons.
We're almost all the way through the second season.
10 episodes
right.
each.
So,
I mean, it's a good story.
It's called Sneaky Pete. It's not bad. Not bad. It's on Netflix if you want to check it out. Let's see. Oh, here's something that I saw. And I saw, and I would try this. So this guy... on TikTok, he's got this thing that he tries all these things that people recommend that he try, like eating and stuff like that. So one of the things that he was trying this week was he chopped up a watermelon, right? And he cubed it all up like Hannah does at work. And then what he was doing is on those cubes, he was putting just a little dollop of yellow mustard.
What?
Right, on watermelon. And he goes, I don't know about this. He says, I've never been a big a mustard fan.
I like mustard, though.
I do, too. But I also love watermelon. But he put it in his mouth, and he was like, he says, this is surprisingly really good.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's something to think about. I mean, you get the savory and the sweet. I don't know. Because watermelon is sweet, but it's not, it's a different kind of sweet. And, you know, I mean, mustard is mustard, you know. So I don't know where it all fits in, but.
I don't know about that.
I'd try it. I would definitely try it.
Okay. So I saw a story.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I had to look it up because it blew me away.
Right.
So, you know, the Ohio State Fair.
Yeah.
Is a very big fair. Anyway.
Bigly.
Mm-hmm. So this year, one of their foods,
right.
You know, fair food is always out there. Deviled eggs.
Yeah.
With peanut butter.
I could go for that.
Ugh.
I could do that.
Ugh.
Now I saw. Listen to me. I saw deep fried deviled eggs,
and
they look like the bomb.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
But yeah, supposedly they have a flight.
Peanut butter is not bad on anything, really.
Of deviled eggs.
Just ask Oliver; he loves it.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. Hot honey everything. Sriracha peach.
I don't know about the peanut butter.
I don't know.
Yep. Oof.
I don't know. I'm going to try the peanut butter.
I would too. And I'm going to try this mustard on the watermelon.
Okay.
Good luck.
I would do that. Yeah.
Guess what Sunday breakfast is going to be?
Cool. Love it. Wrap it all up in an omelet.
I might.
Yeah. This is my Uncle Lenny, going back to him. He sent me this story, and it was Richard Branson.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he was talking about...
What happened to him?
No, he's still out there. He still owns, what, Virgin or whatever it is.
He's okay. still out there. The still, same hair.
Still a gazillionaire, you know?
But he's
that kind
flying
of thing.
Under the radar.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Whatever
sure
happened.
He goes to the island.
But anyway, he's probably on the list.
He's got an island.
Mm, he's got his own island, right. But anyway, he was talking about in this interview, he was talking about his relationship with the Rolling Stones. And he's talking about, you know, back in the day. And he was like, yeah, well, back in the day, I was at my manor. His manor. Right. And he said, Keith Richards and this girl were at my manor. And he says, Keith Richards taught me how to roll a spliff. Right. He says, it's the first time I had ever smoked marijuana, and Keith Richards is the one that I smoked it with, you know, for the first time, and he taught me how to roll a spliff, right? He says, but then after we smoked the spliff, then Keith Richards and this girl were just running around my manor all day long, naked, just chasing like each other all day long in this manor. And he says, and then all of a sudden, there's this knock at the door. And I open the door, and there's this huge dude with a gun. And he says, I'm looking for my wife, right?
Oh, no.
And he says, as I'm talking to this dude, right, I'm looking over his shoulder into my garden, and there's Keith Richards and the girl running through my garden naked. So he said, I felt pretty confident that I could say, they're not here. You can come through and you search the house, whatever you want to do. He said, the guy came through, searched the house, came back to me at the front door and said, I want to apologize. I'm sorry. You know, that kind of thing. I'm just looking for my wife and da, da, da.
Nice
and the
house.
Whole time I know that Keith Richards is running around the garden naked with his wife.
I'm like a Coldplay concert.
Can you imagine? I mean, who... Of all what? Oh, we got to take a break. I'll continue this after the break. All right, folks. Steph gave me the pointing at the nose, and then Paul Hundley said something about sick.
Was that about the eggs or Keith Richards running around?
No,
naked
I think it's
in
probably about the mustard and the watermelon.
Right.
Sick. Anyway, folks. Look. We have been prattling along now for an hour and a half.
Yes.
We are so close to the end of the show.
We're
getting ready to start our fourth and final segment of the show. But before we do that, I'm going to play a little gem by Jimmy. Dig this. We'll be right back. All right. We're back. That's Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. And I saw an interview with Paul McCartney the other day, and he said that he was in this small pub in England the first time he saw Jimi Hendrix. And he said, I was in there like on a Tuesday night, and he said the place was empty. He said that the name of the pub was The Bag of Nails.
Oh.
And he says, I went in there, and when I went in, there weren't very many people in there. And he says, but I heard the distinct sound of somebody plugging into an amp, right?
Oh,
and,
I know that sound.
Right. And he said it was the loudest click I've ever heard. And then I looked at the stage and saw one of the biggest amps I've ever seen in my life. And he said, Jimmy went up on stage and played. He says, I was blown away. He says, but there were only like 10 people there.
That's the way it goes.
He said, but then he said by Thursday, the word had gotten out and the place was packed. You couldn't get in the place. He says, that was the first time I saw Jimi Hendrix.
Fun.
Yeah, pretty cool. During the break, Paul sent me a text, and he says, peanut butter and Oliver licking it. Dude, we heard that. Well, that's the point, really. I'm sorry. How fun. Anyway, folks, we're back, and this is the fourth and final segment of the show. It goes quick, so pay attention sit your asses down because it goes quick.
Quick.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been through the whole peanut butter thing, the mustard on the watermelon, da-da-da-da. Oh, here's something, Ty, that I wanted to talk to you about. This is kind of cool, and I don't know if you've seen it. I saw it for the first time, I think, yesterday on TikTok. So you know how we have all the boxing. We have boxing, the OG boxing. We have kickboxing. We have MMA.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of crazy fighting. Okay, I saw something yesterday, and it was Asian. Okay.
Okay.
But they
let
were.
Me, hold on. Let me get the bell.
They were Asian, but it involved what do they call those phone booths in England? They just call them the big red phone booths in England. Okay. So this is phone booth boxing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh my God, dude.
Have you seen the one they do in the car?
No. Oh my God.
Are they driving?
The phone booth boxing. It's no BS, dude. When they ding that bell to go, there ain't no getting away.
There ain't no
feeling out period. It is duking it up. And it's like, oh my God.
What is happening to humanity?
We're getting back to blood sport.
Yeah, we're going to do gladiators again.
Yeah, we're going to do gladiators again. I mean, it's crazy. People have a bloodlust.
They're doing a reboot of that Arnold movie, The Running Man.
Oh,
they're feeling it out.
When I first saw MMA fighting, when it first came out, I was like, this won't last because they're going to kill somebody in the ring. You cannot kick somebody in the head over and over again. You know, you can't knock somebody out and then jump on them and pound them, you know, until they drag you off of them. I thought this won't last. It's been around forever now.
Well, now it's a lot safer now. Now you just do a lot of hugging.
Safer?
Yeah.
Safer? Have you ever, when they knock somebody out and then jump on them and then just pound the crap out of them?
Most of the fights now, they just hug and roll around.
I don't know, man. The ones I'm seeing are pretty intense. But the phone booth thinning the herd.
Yeah.
From Paul. Yeah, that's basically what it is. And if you are dumb enough to get in that phone booth with somebody else, yeah.
Now you should look at the car one.
The car one seems interesting.
Because they both start seated and belted in.
Oh.
Do they both wind up in the back seat?
Usually.
Kicking out the windows and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I can't even imagine. Yeah, but I saw that. I saw that either yesterday or today, and I was like, "Oh my God, where are we going? Where are we going?" I mean, pretty soon they're just gonna tape them together.
No,
you know, everything's no taped together, but their arms.
Like 80% of Americans need therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see.
Cut the funding to Elmo, but let's boost funding. To the
phone booth wrestling.
Phone booth.
Here's something I saw. It says
massacre.
It says 39% of Americans say they can't get through their day without swearing once.
Mm.
I think that's a low amount.
Yeah, those are rookie numbers.
Yeah, those are rookie numbers.
It's a miracle we can do this show.
I mean,
who'd they ask? 10-year-olds?
I've been known for my colorful language throughout my life. And I think that I'm better now since we've been doing this radio show for 10 years. I've realized doing this show that I can actually have a conversation without dropping the F-bomb and all that kind of thing. If you think that during this show I don't want to, I have to catch myself a lot.
You are mistaken.
Yeah, I am severely nerfed. This is only a fraction of my true power.
I mean, but 39% of Americans say they can't get through their day without swearing once. You know, and I'm like,
Doesn't always have to be at someone.
I have cussed my whole life.
I'm going for a high score.
My mom was pretty liberal.
Really?
My mom was a libtard. Which I think means smoking marijuana and allowing your kids to cuss.
Doing crime.
Yeah, right.
and married to somebody doing time.
That's just part of it.
Ding the bell.
No, that one's accurate. Yeah, right. That goes through.
Hold on.
Pops, you can't say that.
Anyway. Oof. We're having some fun. Yeah. I saw something else that a study shows that we reach our peak happiness in our 60s and 70s.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm 61, and I guess I'm starting to peak out. I'm starting
60s and 70s.
Yeah, 60s and 70s.
So you're on the yeah. uphill.
Steph, you'll be there in a few years.
I hope so.
You'll be there. You'll be.
You think that's because you get to retire?
I don't know. You know what's so crazy about that?
Because we don't.
Yeah, right.
Well, cause I'm definitely not.
No, you're never going to get to retire. You might as well just, I don't know what you're going to do. You just need to.
They're going
to
work us to death.
Yeah that's the plan.
They're already doing it. I'll tell you about that later.
You might as well take up phone booth fighting. Make a career out of that. If you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't.
Buy good life insurance.
But think about that. You know, 50 or 60s and 70s. Debbie says, oh, good, something to look forward to.
See?
Yeah, right.
Right, Deb?
Yeah, right.
Good times are yet to come.
Yeah.
Wait till I'm in my 60s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. 60s and 70s, you're past your 50s. Maybe some of the, retirement helps.
Yeah, I'm Debbie sure says. It does.
Yeah. But
funny how that works.
Yeah. Right.
Money, happiness. They say money can't buy happiness.
Yeah. I guess what they're saying
a lot easier.
I guess what they're saying in this poll is by the time you're in your 60s, you should be, you know, empty nesters. You should be, you know, whatever. Maybe your house is close to being paid for, whatever. So you're starting to live a little bit easier. And I don't know any of this. This is what I'm gathering. They're coming up from, you know, coming with. But in the 70s, now you're even a little bit more relaxed. But then by the time you get starting to get close to the end of your 70s, close to the 80s, now all of a sudden, oh, shit. Now I'm 80. Now I'm starting to, all my old stuff is happening. You know?
Right.
I got a lot of old stuff happening. You know what I mean? I mean, if you think about our parents. You know what I mean? They're in their 80s.
They're in their 80s, yeah, doing great.
I mean, think about my dad over the last year. Had his kidney removed.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff
having
like that.
Having a great time.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's... Your mom's leg was almost removed by a shark. And you know, I mean, just stuff happens.
Probably would have been easier.
Yeah, Debbie says, patience market happens. Well, we'll see. We will see. I'm probably going to become a cage fighter.
Okay. Well, you are in the right kind of shape for it.
Right.
I'm going to get life insurance. Mm-hmm. Extra. Yeah. Lots of extra. What was that? What would you do for $33 million? How much would it cost?
You would, you would.
I need that.
You would
policy.
Ruin somebody's life. This is something I thought was interesting. You know the Alfred Hitchcock movie from 1963, The Birds, right?
Yes.
So it turns out that. All those birds were like seagulls, right? All the attacking birds were seagulls. So what they did to keep them on set is they fed them a mixture of whiskey, of wheat and whiskey to keep them on set. And then they had the actors wear anchovies on their outfits.
Oh, no,
so that
really?
They would attack them. So they got the seagulls all hopped up on wheat and whiskey, right? And
treating them like they're the Irish.
and then put anchovies, you know, on the actors. Good old Alfred, man. He came up. He was very ingenious.
He was an innovator.
He was.
Innovator. Yeah. That's a good word. Huh. I'll buy some anchovies.
Yep. What else do we have?
That's it.
No, it's not quite.
Well.
All right, so.
Oh, what about the King of the Hill reboot? What did you want to say?
I was going to talk about creative loafing.
Okay, do that. That's cool.
We made it through the nominations.
Yes.
And we are actually in the Creative Loafing Best of the Bay.
Yeah.
Top 10.
We're nominated for best show and best podcast.
Best radio show, best podcast.
I don't consider ourselves a podcast only because we do it live.
We do it live.
We're a boomer, so.
But it's...
I'll take either one.
It's accessible. Shows are all accessible in the archives, which makes us a podcast, pre-recorded show. Creative Loafing, Best of the Bay. Watch Facebook. If you don't...
Debbie Dan Gray says she voted for us.
Yay.
Thank you,
thanks,
Debbie.
Thanks, Deb.
Love you.
Links will be posted on the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour page, where you can click the link, get right in, vote for us. You can also explore all the different, you know, restaurants, best grouper sandwich, best grilled cheese.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of categories.
Radio St. Pete, best local radio station.
But if you're not local and you listen to our show, just go straight to the radio.
Go to the show. Vote for us.
And vote for us. Listen, I don't think there's a chance in hell that we will win.
No.
But it's the fact that we've been nominated, the fact that we've made it this far into
we made the top
the voting
10
round
in both categories.
Right.
Is amazing.
I'm humbled by that. I'm pleased. I'm gracious.
Thank you to
everybody that listens to our show. Thank you so much.
And
it means a lot. It means a lot to me
because there's putting us in the top 10.
There's a lot of times that you know it's. I went through a period. We've been doing this for 10 years, but I went through a period where it was like, why are we doing this? Is anybody even listening? You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, I think really what really started happening was is when we started getting text messages.
And phone calls.
That's scam likely.
Oh, scam likely. Don't answer that one.
But when we started getting the text messages and knowing that there are people out there listening as you're doing it.
And
that's,
look.
It may, it,
a lot of people, I think, listen and want to interact.
Yeah.
They don't want to speak.
And that's fine. I get that.
But they want to contribute.
Yeah. And that's
and adding
I love
the
that.
Text was amazing.
It's the way of the future.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's something. Ty, how do you pronounce this word? And it's spelled R-U-R-A-L.
What?
R-U-R-A-L.
The opposite of urban.
Rural.
Rural.
What do you say?
I'm not sure what I say. I think I say it different every time. But the word rural.
Rural. That's not a good word.
It's not a good
has
word.
Been has been voted as one of the most as one of the hardest and most annoying words to pronounce.
Rural.
Rural. How do you say rural?
Why'd they settle on that?
I don't know.
They rural. Couldn't come up with a different one?
Well, I mean, think of somebody rural came up with it. You know, I mean,
did they though?
Some kind of rural people.
Did they?
Rural.
Terrible.
I mean, rural. Mm-hmm. How do you say it?
I don't know.
Who says it properly? Have you ever heard anybody say it properly where it's like, oh, that's the way it is?
That's it.
Rural.
I know because
I don't know.
Look, I mimic sounds.
Yeah.
So if I have heard someone speak it in a way that like sounds correct to me, I would mimic that.
Sure, right.
And none of us obviously have.
Rural.
That's a terrible word.
It is a terrible word.
I mean, because you always hear about the post office. It's on a rural route. That's hard to say.
Rural route.
Yeah, I work for the post office. I have a rural route.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can get that checked.
Yeah. So anyway, Ty, I was going to ask you about the King of the Hill reboot. Interested at all?
Yeah.
Saw a picture of Bobby Hill standing next to an older Hank Hill, and Bobby's standing there with a Budweiser in his hand, and I'm like, damn.
Things have changed.
I guess. Yep. But the thing is, I think Peggy's dead.
No.
I think so.
She's in the show.
Is she? Somebody's dead. One of them's dead.
Dale's dead.
Oh, right. And what about the Indian?
John Redcorn.
He's a Native American.
He's dead in real life.
Yeah, so is Dale.
Dale Gribble's dead.
Yeah.
Dang-o.
Not that one.
He's not Dang-o.
No, that's Boomhauer.
Oh, that's Boomhauer.
Did you even watch the show?
Which one's Dale Gribble?
The dude with the hat.
What?
Marty Shackelford.
Rusty
Shackelford? What was the fat guy?
That's Bill.
Bill.
Did you watch the show?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
I'm not convinced.
No, wait a minute.
You're a poser.
What's the crew? You've got...
It's Hank, Boomhauer, Dale.
Boomhauer was the blonde.
Oh, Dale is the one with the hat, right, and the sunglasses. Right. He's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Damn. What, hunting accident? Or?
We'll find out, because he recorded a couple episodes, and then he died.
Mm.
Oh.
In real life.
What did he say? Yeah.
Was his real name Dale?
No, it was probably Rusty Shackelford.
Was it Boomhauer? No.
Boomhauer.
Mm. Anyway, I'd check it out.
Boomhauer would be caught on the Kiss Cam at a Coldplay concert.
Yeah,
that happened. I remember when you guys were kids, I would sneak peeks of the shows that you were watching, and I never realized, I always liked King of the Hill, but I never realized how almost not should be seen by kids Family Guy was. Oh, my God.
Oh, absolutely.
Family Guy was like insane.
Are you kidding? SpongeBob?
I see clips of Family Guy now, and it's like, what?
Well, that was never a kid show.
I guess not. Man, oh, man. Man of Shevitz. Yeah, it was bad. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
They were just watching the pretty colors.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
They weren't learning any of the language or understanding any of the conversation.
Yep. All right, we're getting down to it.
Because they were juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do these quotes. Okay, the first quote says, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty.
Yes. Watch Andor.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Andor.
I like this one. For the Epstein's time, an underage woman is called a child.
Yes.
For the Epstein's time. This one says, to be called woke in a world that sleeps through suffering is no insult.
No.
Yeah.
That came from Pope Leo, the new pope.
Mm-hmm. Be as woke as you got to be.
I like this one. It says, as a Pink Floyd fan, nothing infuriates me more than seeing a vegetarian having pudding. If you know, you know. You can't have the pudding if you don't eat the meat.
Right.
There's still time. I'll hit the bell. Don't make me do it.
This one says, at no point in world history have the good guys ever built concentration camps.
Yeah. Correct.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And the last one says, I hate Christy Noem.
Yeah.
Just as easy as that.
What was it? Hoofer in the clam?
Hoofer in the clam.
Ty, don't.
Hoofer in the clam.
Snort.
Mm-hmm.
We've also been shopping around Booter in the Cooter.
Booter?
These are shirts, man. We need to be making these shirts. We can make $1 million. Hoofer and the Clam, Booter and the Cooter. Love it. Absolutely love it. Booter and the Cooter.
And let me tell you, if Kamala had won, we'd already be printing them. Or MAGA right. would be.
All right. Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Vote for us.
Vote for us. What about you, kid?
I don't know, man. It's weird out there.
It is
be
weird.
Safe.
Yeah, be safe.
Be safe, yeah.
I will say, Semper Fi Devil Dogs, I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. I appreciate all of the text messages that we received this evening. It means a lot, truly. If you guys, you have no idea what it means to me, especially knowing that there are people out there that are willing to listen, for one thing, and then participate. That means,
yeah,
it means a whole lot to me. I mean, truly. I mean, it makes it all worthwhile. Anyway, other than that, I will say we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We got to duck, man, because we are just about out of time. Here's a little something from my granddaughter. Love this.
That's all, folks.
And then here's a little something from my two besties, in spite of ourselves, from Paul and Jenny Hundley.
Vote.
See you next. And vote for us. See you next week.